Washington County residents and former employees at Downey's Correctional Facility in Machiasport say the early morning closure of the minimum security prison is a betrayal by the governor that they can't accept. The prison's abrupt closure has stunned people in the region. They say they now fear the economic consequences in the area of the loss of more than 50 jobs at DCF.
It all started around 4:30 Friday morning. Heavily armed Department of Corrections personnel, backed up by the Maine State Police, arrived at the Downey's Correctional Facility while it was still dark outside. They woke up the prisoners and began taking them out of their cells and loading them onto buses. Employees were ordered to leave, and not in the nicest of terms, according to Kevin Millay, a retired former employee at the prison who was on the scene to speak with reporters there.
They didn't even communicate one iota, no way, no nothing. Show up with guns and say leave. That's that communication. Show up with guns, leave. Here's your pink slip. The SWAT team showed up here. They showed up here with guns. The state police showed up here. We're taking over. Leave. It's a wonder somebody didn't have a heart attack.
Maine State Police spokesman Steve McCausland said troopers were on the scene for security and had no contact with inmates or staffers. They also escorted buses with about 60 inmates to the Mountain View Correctional Facility in Charleston. By 9 a.m., about a dozen employees at the prison had gathered in the parking area trying to find someone to provide them with information. Jim Mackey, a longtime union representative for corrections officers, said in his 30-year-plus career in Maine, he's never seen anything like this.
I have never in my career seen this sort of action taken in the state of Maine towards state employees.
It was a dramatic ending to a simmering showdown between the governor, the legislature, and business and municipal leaders in Washington County who have been working to try to keep the facility open. Peter Steele, the governor's director of communications, said previous efforts by other governors to shut down DCF failed because of political pressure and that its closure was a management issue for the entire state corrections system. Speaking with reporters, LePage said he took the initiative to close the facility after state lawmakers opposed his efforts to shut it down.
As I sit here today, I have a jail that costs more to operate than the maximum security prison in the state of Maine. The legislature did not fund it for the total two-year biennial, and at some point it was going to close, and I saw today as an ability to save the state a little bit more money and to help the legislature fund Medicaid expansion, which passed in November. So thank you very much.
LePage's early morning DCF closure left State Representative Will Toole, a Machiasport Republican, fielding a flurry of phone calls from angry and worried constituents. Toole recently introduced a bill to provide $5.5 million to fund the facility through June of 2019 and require a study on the potential effects of any closure. Last week, it received the overwhelming support of the legislature's Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. He says the move to close the prison was the governor's way of bullying legislators into rejecting the bill.
I don't know what the outcome will be, but I would let people in Washington County know that we're doing whatever we have to do to make sure this isn't going to go quietly.
Senate Republicans also released a written statement critical of the governor's move. The people of Washington County deserve better, it said. And Maine Attorney General Janet Mills said the action flies in the face of the clear intent of the legislature as expressed in the biennial budget, in statute, and in the deliberations of the Joint Standing Committee on Criminal Justice. Meanwhile, as several businesses in the Machias area ponder how they will replace the prison workers who were transferred to Charleston, former DCF employees such as Scott Guerra say the region will respond.
We try to rally the community and get our voices heard in Augusta, and hopefully with the lawmakers of Washington County, they'll help us get the word out, and hopefully we can change the governor's mind and get these prisoners back here and get these people back to work.
Members of the governor's staff said there are job vacancies in Washington County that may be a match for some of the DCF employees, but supporters of the prison hope they can return to their jobs in Machiasport with the help of the Maine legislature. Lawmakers and union leaders say they are exploring all of their options. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.